Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14. This is dated Baruch Hashem, letter number 5018, Baruch Hashem, 9th of Tevis, Tav Shizah, Brooklyn, Avosil Chosid, Elchonon Sheyichye HaKohen. Actually, they spelled Kohen, they spelled Kohen, Kohen in Miami. In Yiddish, it was Kohen. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am confirming receiving a letter dated the 22nd day of Kislev. And I want to hope that Hanukkah went through in the Seder and peacefully. And according to the word, the expression of the Baal Shem Tov, which we heard many times from my father-in-law, many times, that from everything you can learn something, how to serve Hashem. Something you can learn from anything. So, each and every one of us, amongst all Jewish people, can take out from the Hanukkah days a lesson. That every day you have to add an additional candle, additional light. And this light you have to light, even when in the street it's dark. And before you approach this lighting, you say, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the universe, the King of the world. That the blessed Hashem is our God. And He is the King. And He leads, runs the entire world. Then you are successful to make even more light and illuminate even more. Before you light the candle, you say, Hashem Elokeinu, Melech, the Eibishter, then you can illuminate the world. And the Rebbe says, may be the will that you should do this with good health and a happy heart for long days and good years. With regards to Mrs. Coven and to your son, when you write to him, with blessings. Maybe he wasn't feeling so well. Maybe the Rebbe is saying that he's hoping that Hanukkah passed through in a orderly, in a peaceful way. But the Rebbe tells the lessons of the Hanukkah light is to increase a little bit light. But we say first, Hashem is our God and He is the King of the world. So we can illuminate and make light in the world with this approach, and to increase all the time.